So welcome, welcome, welcome. If you are new to the company, welcome. We're glad to have you on board with us this evening. And this is our Mindset Monday. It really is an opportunity for us to drill into some of the tools, the mindset, what it takes to build a direct selling business. I was reading today some information from around our industry and some of the feedback that we get from noted professionals and the direct selling organization and others. And one thing they said was that we would do ourselves a great favor if we put our language into, if we use terms that individuals are know and are more comfortable with. And that would be things like they recommended that we do use the words peer-to-peer, for instance, in our conversation. People understand the peer-to-peer conversation perhaps a little bit more than they do direct selling, network marketing, MLM, social networking, social entrepreneurship. All of those dialogues may be lost on our prospects, and we're using language that is not particularly comfortable to individuals. The other thing that I was looking at was how this industry is poised for the future. And part of it is, let's just say that we're at this pinnacle right now where the consumer is in charge, where they are taking control of their spending even more so than ever before. And of course we see Amazon has come on strong. You know, I don't know if many of you know, but my partners and I own the largest internet service provider company in North Texas. And from 1996 to about 2002 timeframe. And I can tell you, looking backwards, when we started that business, the one thing I wish we would have focused more on was delivering to the consumer the way that other companies had been doing. And so our industry is poised to either participate in this explosive growth or be left behind. And my belief is that we are poised to take advantage of that. And as a company, we must rise to meet those growing needs and demands in the marketplace. And that's what we do with, for instance, one of the biggest things that's out there is the ability to ship product for free. Now, that to me was a game changer. When you look at the economics of running a business and you have hard fixed costs, there's some things you cannot control. And shipping is one of those things. I don't know when the last time you filled up your gas tank was. Gas is expensive, fuel is expensive, transportation is expensive, flying is expensive. Does not matter. When you put a package in the mail, that expense continues to go up as well. And yet what we were able to do through our partnerships is to be able to drive that down so that we could offer free shipping to everyone with the one added benefit. The one thing for us, the one caveat is, by Bradley, is that you add a remedy to your account and to your order. And why not? It's a phenomenal product. It knocks the socks off of what the other products are out in the marketplace. I've been working on some product information sheets and some bullet point questions or answers or just talking points for each of us as we develop our communication with others. I really want to help people to do that. But as I've done that, I've looked at other products that are on the market. And it does not matter when you don't have a product that is absorbable into the sales, it's bioavailable, you don't have anything. It's, you know, it's drinking from the fire hose, but you can only consume so much. And so that's what's really amazing about our product. Well, I don't know how I got on that soapbox, but I did want to go in the direction of talking about value proposition for our customers and being able to grow our customer reach so that the thing that we're doing, the business that we're building is sustainable and it's renewable, and that it will continue to grow on a strong foundation, and that is called customers. Those customers are ultimately important to the longevity of, well, Gemini for one. You know, you think about businesses that go out of business. The reason they go out of business is they don't have traffic to the door. They don't have a good value proposition. They don't have consumers that continue to buy from them over and over and over again. They simply move themselves out of the stream of abundance to where the consumer is no longer looking at them. When's the last time you were in a Sears? When's the last time you went to JCPenney? When's the last time you went to a Kmart? Those kinds of stores are not adapting quickly enough. They're going to be just a footnote in history. And we can supplant many of those kinds of companies by providing, one, an incredible product. So if you were to do a customer acquisition path, that path might really look like, first and foremost, what we're doing is that we're providing a quality product at an affordable price. So if you think about it, let's take $100. As my accountant partner once told me, you know, that's a dollar. Kevin, the dollar doesn't get any bigger. You can have more of them, but the dollar does not get any bigger. And so how you spend that is very important. So if we had $100, we were going to spend it on a hemp oil, for instance. We go out in the marketplace and we look for the best possible product. And we run across a product that is, when I just saw it, $89, 750 milligrams packed into a 30 milliliter bottle. And I look at that and I go, well, that's a really good value. And then I come to our product, and let's say I'm buying it as a preferred customer at $134.10, and I look at that and it's 30 milliliters, same size bottle. It's got 400 milligrams of active ingredient hemp inside of it. And I think, wow, that's not the same value. It's more expensive to buy this product from Gemini. As much as I like, you know, Tuck or Laura or Chrissy or any one of you, it's more expensive to buy, right? Until you do the dive into it, and that's where you come in. That's the gap. There's a gap between the consumer and the product and product information, and we fill that gap not through advertising, not through expensive advertising, but with you. And so I have somebody that explains to me, well, look, if you will take 2.25 milliliters, let's see if I got that right, 2.5 milliliters twice a day, that's 5 milliliters, you're going to get 13.3 milligrams of hemp. And 93% is going to be bioavailable to you. So take 1.2% or milligrams back, that's what, let's just call it 12 milligrams is going to be bioavailable. You take a product that's got 750 milligrams in it, you do the math, let me just think if I've got the math in my head, the math turns out to be 80, let's see, 90 into, I mean, you're talking about, well, let me go back, not to the dollars, but let me go to the milligrams. You're talking about a product that you're going to get 15 milligrams per 2.5 milliliters, 30 milligrams, but you only get 10% of that. If you do that, that's about 3 milligrams of product. Now when you start to apply the cost per milligram or of consumption, of absorption, now you could do the math with someone, it's called dollar transference, you could do the math with somebody and say, look, this is going to cost you more here, but it's going to cost you less in the consumption, and over the long run, you're going to get greater benefit because you're absorbing it. So hopefully that makes a little bit of sense as you start to talk to individual and you break it down to what it costs to consume versus the expensive product that you consume from a fire hose. You can take a lot of it, but you can't absorb it. So the acquisition side of thing, we know we're going to develop, deliver an incredible product to our consumers. And the other part of that is we know we're going to give them a reward system. That reward system is one, I'd say a reward system is you get a 10% discount. You put it on auto ship with us, you buy as a preferred customer, you get a 10% discount. That's pretty nice. A lot of companies are doing that in our space. And the other is there's... what's the other benefit that comes to you with that? You get free shipping when you're buying our remedy or any other product, no matter what's there. And a third benefit I was thinking about today is, you know, if you were using Star Cards, for instance, you've got a 20% premium in terms of rewards that go with that. And so you create a value proposition for your consumer as you're having this conversation. And the important thing is that you have the conversation. I think that is ultimately the breakdown where we're seeing that is we're not talking to enough people often enough. And so that's kind of the challenge for this evening. And so one of the things that I had written, let me just grab it here and scoot it to this other monitor. This is called Kevin's Stream of Consciousness this evening. So because you're my friend, you get to be a part of this. So let's say that we wanted to go out and acquire customers. And ultimately, we want to acquire customers. And the process is that we have to talk to a large group of individuals. And so we put in play in another world a program we call the two-a-day exposure system. Two a day, 10 in play. So if I'm going to talk to two people a day, and let's do that 6 days out of the week, that's 12 people. If you did it 5 days out of the week and you took 2 days off, no matter what those days are, that's 10 people. So you've talked to two, you've got 10. So we'll do two a day, 10 in play. That's a large number of individuals. And what's the goal with all of that? It's teaching individuals to follow up. Because the law of large numbers says if I'll spend 75% of my time, exposing, following up, and closing individuals into my opportunity, the rest of it falls into place, 75%. What we find is people spend 75% of their time, mental energy, trying to come up with individuals that they can talk to, people that will listen to them, people that they think will listen to them. They qualify individuals. They, before they even pick up the phone to have a conversation, they go, I don't know if Jolinda would be interested in this. You know, she's got so many things going on in her life. She's got a lot of friends. She stays busy with things. She works hard. You know, in fact, I'm not even going to call her. And we put that down and we set it aside and we miss the opportunity because Jolinda's sitting at home going, I wish I had a little extra income. You know, everybody's working these side gigs, the side hustle, and I don't have any of that. I have one stream of income. And if I've learned anything from guys like Robert Kiyosaki, I have to have multiple streams of income to be able to live into the lifestyle I want and through the lifetime that I'm given versus I've got one paycheck, that paycheck comes in, I've got it obligated to 103% of itself, and then I have a couple of days out of the month that I can't go anywhere because I don't have the resources to go and do that. And so we spend time diluting our list, which if you'll go to the back office, a virtual office, and go to the tools and print yourself out a copy of, it's called Connect and Invite. And tonight, make a list of the individuals you want to speak to. You will find power in that activity. Just the mere process of putting pen to paper changes things dramatically. It means a commitment. And then you know what I would love you to do? I would love you to take a photograph of that. You know, our phones, I don't know, you know, these are called smartphones. They're certainly a lot smarter than me. I would love it if you would take a picture of that and send it to somebody who will hold you accountable to call those individuals. And you know what? If there are individuals, like I haven't talked to my friend Jalinda for a little while, I might just have a, hey, Jalinda, I just had you on my mind. I wanted to make sure you're okay. What's going on in your world, girl? And have an open conversation. And then, you know, I'm glad you asked about me. I found something that I think is terribly exciting. It is for me. It's changing the way I'm looking at life. I'm being introduced to a lot of new and exciting people. I'm trying a product. It's called Remedy. It's a hemp oil. Have you heard of hemp oil? Well, if we could take a few minutes this week and get together, I'd love to put a sample in your hands. And then move toward that time with Jalinda, whoever your prospect is, and have that same authentic dialogue with no, you don't have an ulterior motive. You're not thinking, boy, if I could, I just got to work in this close. Look, I want to hand you this sample, but if you want to have the kind of results I've been telling you about that I've been getting, I'm going to recommend that we get you on a 30-day supply. And look, I'll call you in 2 weeks and see how you're going. If you like this product, I'm going to make sure it keeps coming. If you don't, you'll never get it again, and you won't hear from me about it again. Is that fair enough? Whatever that statement is, you give and you take it back and take them off the hook. The ultimate goal isn't to move a single product. The ultimate goal is to get them to have a product experience. And folks, our bodies deplete every day during the course of energy consumption and burning, whatever's happening in our life, mental stress, emotional stress, physical stress, is depleting. And so, Jalinda, you're going to want another one of these tomorrow. And I can see where it would be beneficial for you to take this for the next 30 days. And then let's talk about, what did my friend Presky say, in about 16 days. Is that fair enough? And if they don't want to continue on with the product, no harm, no foul. But guess what? You've created a customer experience. You've had a dialogue. You've gained confidence. And you've met Jalinda at her level, authentically, on the human level. This is peer-to-peer, person-to-person, belly-to-belly, where we've offered that experience. And, you know, if it were me, I'd probably pour them a little bit of a sample and let them try that and say, I really want you to have the same kind of experience that I'm having. And the way that you'll do that is, and one thing, and I'm going to ask Jay, let me grab and see if Jay, if I can ask Jay to unmute himself, because he's got a beautiful way of putting this when teaching individuals how to use their own product for sampling. Mr. Archer, are you unmuted, sir?
I am unmuted. Can you see me?
I'm going to see you in only moments because I don't want to see me anymore. There you are.
Bring I actually asked if you can see me, and then I ducked because I dropped something. But anyway, you know what? One thing that that I've talked to a lot of people about doing, and it really works, and it's something that we saw at the conference. You know what? Go to your friends and let them know, hey, I'm trying to earn this trip. Now, first of all, these products, here's what they've done for me. Because we know anybody that's tried the product, they have their own testimony. They are that good. So let them know, hey, I'm trying to earn this trip. Do me a favor. Would you be a customer of mine? You know what? We can get you in the system and we can have them ship the product to you. It's free shipping. But, you know, you can wait a week or however long it takes to get the product. Or, you know what, I've got it right now because I know, you know, you probably want it now. What we can do is we can sign you up for the product and you can have mine now. And what I'll do is I'll go ahead and have your product sent to me. That way it replaces my inventory because I don't want to be out of the inventory. And then what will happen is within 30 days, you'll get another shipment. But I will call you beforehand and see, hey, if you're ready to get another shipment, we'll keep it coming. If you want to postpone it a week or whatever, we can do that. If you want to stop it completely, not a problem. So just let them know that. And here's the big thing that it does. Not only do you get a recurring order customer that you're going to continue, you know, you talked about the stats, what happens with people that become customers and how long they stay on. That's a big benefit. Another big benefit is you're going to make the commission anyway, but what happens also is you've got somebody in the system, you're getting points to the trip, you're getting the commission, you're getting revenue coming up through your organization, and if everybody does that, it builds paycheck for everyone. So something else that I used to do when I was with another company is I would tell people, I would give them my own money back guarantee. The company I was with didn't have a money back guarantee. I told them, I said, you know what? Try the product. If you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. And I'll tell you one thing, out of hundreds of people that I signed up, not a single person ever asked me for their money back. You know, I don't say, hey, the company's going to do it. I said, I'll give you your money back. And I'll tell you, do that. A lot of people, they might say, hey, I don't want the product anymore. I'm good. But they're not going to ask you for your money back normally. But anyway, that's something that I did. And I think it's something that's going to help you build your business. If you get the people on the product, believe me, they're going to love it.
Outstanding.
And one other thing, tell them exactly how to take it. Exactly what they're going to feel. You know, don't tell them you're going to take this and gonna make your head fly off. You know what? Ask them stuff like write down everything on your body that hurts. If you're taking it for pain, here's what I tell everybody: take 0.25. 0.5 is a full dose. Take a 0.25, so half a dose. Put it under your tongue, breathe in and out of your mouth. I learned this from Prissy. Breathe in and out of your mouth till it almost is dry. And then you know what? A minute later, take the other half dose. So you're taking a full dose, but you're taking it back to back. And I'll tell you, wait and see. Look at that list of everything you wrote down that hurt and see how fast that helps. So everyone I've done that to, with exception of a couple, said they felt it almost immediately. You know, some people that if they're on hardcore opioids, you know, some of them, it takes them a little while longer. But I'll tell you, do that and you will build an organization, I can tell you. The other thing, Kevin, I want to focus on what you talked about, pen to paper. Y'all, write those names down. Write those names when you're not chicken. Write your chicken list. Write everybody down. And then you know what? You know, I was talking to Stacy today, and we are reading. You know, we like to do a lot of worship together, and she's reading more of this Joyce Meyer's book, and it was talking about fear being a sin. You know, not, and I know a lot of people have heard that, but one of the things is, if don't let the devil get in your head and think, oh, you know, I can't do this. And you're thinking, okay, they're going to say this and they're going to say this and they're going to say this. And you're thinking the negative before it even starts. And then you talk to them and then think, well, that was a lot easier. So don't let the fear get in the way of you helping people and building an income for your family as well. So that's just kind of what I wanted to add.
Outstanding. Thank you, Jared. Greatly appreciate that. So now I want to read something to you before I go to Mr. Tuck Trenum, superstar of the dirt track. Three points. I think there's 3 points. I'm not going to read them all. I just want you to understand. One, we help people understand that we're delivering a quality product. That is essential that they understand that. Two, we communicate the value. You know, Jay just talked about making a list of the things that are bugging you and see what happens with that. That's a great idea. We call it, in our industry, there's another thing you can do. It's called dollar transference or transference of dollars. How many dollars are you spending every day, every week, every month at the Starbucks or at the Megabucks, as my wife would call it? And can we help you get a healthier form of energy in our product called Rev? And let me show you the value proposition. And you can do that financially to show them where they're already spending that money, but you can put something better in their body. So listen, this came from, I'll tell you who this comes from when I'm done reading it. It's called Communicate the Value. It says, when sellers dig deep and find the pain points for people, they can help them gravitate towards a solution that makes their lives easier. Isn't that one thing we want? Is we want, not that we want a life of ease, because guess what? You look at tall timber, it has never had a life of ease. It's been battered and torn and brutalized out in the woods and has had to fight for its position. It's about conveying the idea that the products available are as good as or better than what the consumer can get in a traditional retail channel. That is from Michael Solomon. He's a marketing professor at St. Joseph's University. And a lot of universities these days are creating courses on not just entrepreneurship, but direct selling. And so that's some good guidance for us. So I hope it's been of some value. I was hoping to have some video from our event to play. I'm working on that, getting it ripped and put in a good position. And it is my conversation with John Preske, the owner of MemberTech, our app developer. And maybe within the next week, I'll have that ripped and available so we can use that as a learning platform as we go forward. But as we draw to a close this evening, I'd like to find Mr. Tuck Trenum. And where are you there, stud? Speak for me, young feller.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just, there you are. I just want people to see how beautiful you are.
Oh, yeah. You just don't want to break the camera. I got it. It's okay.
I see your hammock in the background. You should always
wear a hammock. I didn't even think about that.
That was outstanding. So, Mr. Trenum, what do you have good?
We are super, super excited to announce that we are having our Super Saturday on August the 25th. It's going to go from 10 to 2. I believe we're going to have some extra activity Friday night, like an opportunity meeting and maybe a cookout. We haven't got that in concrete yet, but we will know that for sure here in just a little bit. But I wanted to get on here as soon as I could and have everybody put that on their calendar. It's not that far off. So if everybody would, we can't wait. I know we'll have you and we'll have Jay here, correct?
I can't speak for Jay, but I will be there.
Okay.
Jay told me that he...
I can speak for Jay. Jay will be here too.
I'll be there.
Jay, well, that's what he told me earlier. He said, I'm about half my pool to Tuck Trenum.
We're going to have a wonderful time, and I just wanted everybody to put that on their calendar.
Okay. Say that date one more time.
August the 25th.
25 August. Is that 2018?
Yes.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, we look forward to that. Folks, as we move to the close of this evening, I want to thank each one of you for being with us. I do want to remind you, if you did not get the notifications, that we have added a 50% boost promo to our existing contest, which I think is pretty magnanimous. I want to thank Jay, even though he wasn't in the room, I want to thank him for making that happen and voting with his dollars to make that happen. So what that means is we want to go and acquire new customers, and the way that we can do that is as we discussed this evening. If you've got questions, please contact me. First stop would always be your upline. There are others that are much better at this than I am. You've heard some good suggestions, I hope, this evening. And so for Gemini and all of the Gemini Nation, peace out. Have a great evening, and thanks for being with us.